afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecasts. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Montgomery police were called to Wimbledon Road. That's off Virginia Loop. And when they arrived, they found a man who had been shot. The wound was non-life threatening. He was transported. Police still trying to sort out exactly what happened. The city now has 19 new cops. The officers have completed a 20-week training program, and they're going to be assigned to the MPD's patrol division. The city of Montgomery cut the ribbon on the new Dexter Alley yesterday. It connects the parking deck at Washington Street to historic Dexter Avenue. Now, the Dexter Alley is a public-private partnership. That's with Foshi Companies and the Dexter Group. They hope to increase business in downtown Montgomery. In the alley, you will find the new Mama Goldbergs and Frios Popsicles. That's your headlines, and as Governor Kay Ivey would say, sugar, y'all have a good weekend. I'm Wendell J.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
What's on today's itinerary for the Jones family? Taking care of their back-to-school list.
Laptop setup?
Yep. Flash drives?
Yep.
That's Dad taking care of business. But who takes care of Dad? Office Depot Office Max. This week only, all HP PCs are on sale. Save $240 when you buy an HP laptop with Intel Core i7 for just $459. Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
Hurry. Ends 8/12.
We alarm our houses, and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Prattville, Montgomery, Troy, Auburn, Tallahassee. Brewbaker.com. Everywhere and anywhere. Always happy and ready to serve you. Come in to see what's new. Infiniti's all-new 2017 QX30 compact SUV. Four doors, fast and agile. Or pack up the nimble Infiniti QX80 and head for the beach with families and friends. Kia has the 2017 Niro SUV, the one Prius owners have been switching to. Up to 54 miles per gallon. Or the Kia Sorento SUV. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram truck. There is a reason we sell so many of these vehicles. Find out why. The all-new Chrysler Pacifica minivan and the gas or hybrid version. The hybrid version hit a record 84 mpge. The always popular Cherokee, Grand Cherokee, and Renegade Jeep models. Or Wrangler in the two- or four-door styles. The 4x4 Ram truck, big and Ram tough. Fiat, our newest addition, the compact SUV 500XL to the super quick Spider convertible. Who wouldn't look good in an Italian Fiat? Come see us today at Brubaker Motors or Brubaker.com.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstime 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on Friday, TGIF edition, 272-9228. We're going to be opening up the lines for questions, comments, and viewpoints for Mo Brooks, candidate for U.S. Senate. But let's bring in the congressman now and talk to him. Welcome on board, Mo Brooks. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. Yesterday was rather hectic. We started out in Huntsville, then Hartsville, went through Blount County, down to Birmingham, had events in Birmingham, then down to Montgomery, had events in Montgomery, then back up to Birmingham, and then drove to Mobile from Birmingham. So it's been very hectic today. I've been over at Airbus. We've had a number of events. We're going to be headed to Austell, which builds the littoral combat ship shortly, and now we're headed to a Fox News interview. So you get the idea of how hectic it is, Dan.
I can. I want to play a piece for you. Your friend Jim Jordan was on Fox this morning talking about this issue.
The House Freedom Caucus now launching a petition to reintroduce the 2015 clean repeal bill for Obamacare. So tell us about this discharge petition that you're bringing up.
Yeah, it's the same exact legislation we passed 18 months ago. We all voted for, the Senate all voted for. We want to bring this to the floor. Our leadership won't do that. So the only way to go around them is to start what's called a discharge petition. You gather signatures. When you get the sufficient number of signatures, then it comes up for a vote. So that's that. We will start that process in just a few minutes on the House floor.
Okay, and you are confident you will get the votes. But Paul Ryan, if he's watching right now, he can't feel good about this because you're trying to do an end run around him. You just said the leadership says they can't do it.
Well, he says there aren't the votes there, but saying there aren't the votes there and actually calling the question are two different things. Sometimes when you're out there in front of God and everybody, it's a different story. And frankly, I would like to prove that the House can do what we said, because some senators are saying, oh, you know, maybe the House can't pass clean repeal. That's why they didn't support it. Right. I want to prove to them that we can. So this is the way to do it.
Congressman, on that, would you join the discharge petition? Ooh, we lost the congressman.
Yeah, he dropped.
He dropped.
Oh, no.
Well, I assume he's going to call back.
Yeah, let's hope so. Well, crap. This is the... Well, you heard him. The fun of traveling, especially through this great state of Alabama.
Huh. I thought Clay said he was going to be stationary, and I wonder how much of that clip he heard. He's probably somewhere in rural Alabama and not able to get a line out. You never know.
Hmm.
Okay, let me see which way we need to go in here. Him right there, if it is.
Let's just bring him straight on air here.
Congressman, is that you?
It is.
Did you? How much of that clip did you get to hear?
All of it.
Good. Will you be signing up for that petition?
I will. Am I on the air right now?
You are.
Oh, I just found out something. Can you hear me now? Does not work in the Mobile Bay Tunnel. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah.
But I will be signing that petition, absolutely. It makes no sense for us to have passed in the House a bill that repealed the bulk of Obamacare. We did it in 2015, both the House and the Senate. We sent it to Barack Obama's desk. He vetoed it. Our game plan, based on that one action in 2015, was to do the exact same thing in 2017. And quite frankly, we would have had that bill on the president's desk but for the decision of President Donald Trump and others to insist on not a total repeal of Obamacare, or in this case, 70% repeal. Instead, they made a tactical decision to require a repeal and replace on the same day. And that's what gummed up the whole works. We were ecstatic that in 2015 we found a process by which we could get a bill through the House and through the Senate to the president's desk, and we were going to duplicate that and have it on the president's desk on Inauguration Day in January of 2017. But then President-elect Trump told us no, he didn't want to take that approach. Instead, he wanted to try to take a bigger bite of the apple, and that is not only repeal Obamacare, but replace it at the same time. And that's when everything fell apart, was with that tactical decision, because we did not have the votes to do both at the same time. Although in January, we did have the votes to pass the same bill that we passed in 2015. So now we're trying to revisit the tactic in 2015, but I'm not sure if we have the votes. And that's why timing is so important in politics. We had the votes to do it in January. we'll find out if we have the votes to do it now, but the early indications are that we don't. Notwithstanding that, I will sign that discharge petition to try to force the House leadership to let us have a vote on a repeal of Obamacare.
How many signatures does it take to have the discharge?
Therein lies the problem. 218.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't think you're going to get the liberal wing, the Tuesday group, to agree to sign off on it.
Because it would
we'll try.
Yeah,
there'll be pressure on them. And it's an avenue by which we can ultimately have success. But we're running into the same barriers.
Interesting. I know you and Jim Jordan are good friends. And
we are. Jim's a super guy.
It sounds like he's making inways for that. And he's been the stand-up guy for this. We call him one of our canaries. We watch what he's doing to get kind of the indicator of how things really are happening. He's been very, very consistent. Let's get back to...
If I'd known you knew him that well, and maybe that other people in the state of Alabama knew him that well, I'd have taken him up on his offer to come to the state of Alabama and endorse me.
Oh, you should have done that. Let me tell you something. He and Trey Gowdy are two members of Congress that we probably play more tape of than anybody else.
Well, we have Mark Meadows, who's now the chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Jim Jordan was the original chair of the House Freedom Caucus. Mark Meadows has endorsed us publicly, as did Lamar Smith out of Texas. And I just did not know that it carried that much weight. Well, for example, Steve Palazzo out of Southern Mississippi, just next door to Mobile, he offered to come over to Mobile and endorse us. So maybe I'm missing the boat on some of these endorsements that I could have gotten from House members or outside the state of Alabama. Inside the state of Alabama, we have a guy who represents part of Montgomery County, and that's Congressman Mike Rogers. He has publicly endorsed us.
Well, you may want to get on the phone and get some airline tickets purchased here. Because I think if particularly the Jim Jordan type level of folks, I think that particularly Montgomery, I know my audience would really respond to that. Let's go back into the campaign. Are you sensing? Are you feeling things? Are things changing? Do you feel that people are making up their mind, or is the excitement level higher, lower? What are you feeling out there?
We're feeling that it's very competitive for second place. On a positive note, it does not look like the president's endorsement of Luther Strange has done anything to help him, based on the polling that we got back last night. And it may have, in fact, helped us and Roy Moore, because there are a lot of people who are upset any time an outsider tries to dictate to us what we can and cannot do. You've seen it with Mitch McConnell and his millions of dollars in scorched earth attack ads besmirching my reputation and the reputation of Judge Roy Moore. And the Alabama voters don't like it. So the key on Tuesday is turnout. And if people are upset because of all of these outside influences trying to dictate to us who our United States Senator should be, and if they turn out in higher numbers as a consequence, then these kind of endorsements and outside support for Luther Strange can backfire. Particularly with respect to what Mitch McConnell has done, where he's poured millions of dollars into this campaign. And I don't know if Republicans have thought it all the way through, but Luther Strange's scorched earth carpet bombing approach, particularly with it being defamatory, false, deceitful, is creating a huge rift inside the Republican Party that could actually enhance the ability of Democrats to win. And I don't think we can afford to go through another 6 weeks of Luther Strange's scorched earth carpet bombing approach to a United States Senate race where our nominee, whether it be Luther Strange or myself or Roy Moore, depending on who all is in the runoff, comes out so badly wounded that all of a sudden the Democrats can win. And there are a lot of people out there maybe scoffing at that. But Dan, you're old enough to remember it, and I'm old enough to remember it. The Democrats were in the same situation in 1986. They were sure they had that governor's race, like 100% sure. There was no doubt. So Bill Baxley and Charlie Graddick went in it as hard as you could possibly go at it. And they cut each other up, and the consequence was the voters say, well, a pox on both of your houses, we're going with Guy Hunt. That's how we got our first Republican governor in over 100 years.
I remember it very, very well. And one of the new ads that Luther has out there is talking about Roy Moore and taking taxpayer money for a salary job that he won the election on.
He earned.
That is absolutely amazing, but he didn't think that his money, he's taking it as a U.S. senator, is taxpayer money. And then for him to talk about the foundation and taking money from that, I mean, he started the foundation, and I was mad when I heard that ad.
Well, it's an insult to every Alabamian who has ever worked for a nonprofit to think now that you're subject to attack ads for having helped a nonprofit, albeit having been compensated for your expenses or perhaps being paid an income for the time and effort you spent working for that nonprofit. It is an insult to every one of those Alabama voters. That's the gist of what Luther Strange is doing with that particular attack ad on Roy Moore. It's wrong, and again, it's deceitful. And here's the real key to it. Where is the contributor to that nonprofit complaining about how the money was spent? There's not one.
Well, and the person who raised the money was Roy Moore.
Yeah.
I mean, it was Roy Moore.
It's just typical of how Mitch McConnell and Luther Strange, in combination, they'll take something that's relatively innocent, relatively benign, and then they'll get this real deep voice talking about how sinister it is and trying to make it seem really, really bad and improper just by the way they present the evidence. And that's what they've been doing to me throughout, Roy Moore throughout, and they're doing it that way because they know that we don't have the money to counteract, to tell the truth about the deceptions of Luther Strange and Mitch McConnell. If we had a lot of money, Roy Moore and myself, they would never engage in this kind of egregious conduct. But they know that they can get away with it because they know we don't have the funds to straighten the record and turn those ads against Luther Strange and Mitch McConnell because of the deception that is involved.
The particular group that they're using, that's exactly what their strategy is they overpower you with money and they just bury you with propaganda. I know.
Well, they're trying to buy this Senate seat, and it's going to be up to the people of the state of Alabama to figure out whether they're going to let the special interest groups in Washington, D.C., the swamp, elect one of their brethren, Luther Strange, who's a decades-long Washington lobbyist. That's what he was before he was attorney general. And they are absolutely committed to trying to make sure that Luther Strange is the person that serves in the United States Senate, because he's the guy who's pliable. Mitch McConnell does not want a principled conservative in the United States Senate, me or Roy Moore, someone who would do what America needs doing, as opposed to someone who would raise a lot of money by doing special favors for special interest groups to the detriment of the people of America.
We're packed out on ads because we're so close to the election. I do want to confirm something to you. We did an internal poll of my audience. Not one single person said that the Trump tweet changed their mind about this election. Not one single person.
Well, I mean, if it was President Trump who was on the ballot, that'd be a whole different story, okay? But we're voting on Mo Brooks, Roy Moore, and Luther Strange. And that's it. And there are a lot of people who have different opinions. For example, I've got the endorsements of a lot of conservative thought leaders in America, like Sean Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Mark Levin, Ann Coulter, Tea Party Patriots, Senate Conservatives Fund, all those different types of organizations. And they all help me defend against the attack ads of Luther Strange that try to portray me as a left-wing liberal who loves Nancy Pelosi. Okay? These conservative thought leaders would never endorse Mo Brooks for the United States Senate if he was that kind of person. However, those endorsements standing alone, they're good for defense to disprove the accusations of Luther Strange, but by in and of themselves, I don't know that they're sufficient to convince voters to vote for Mo Brooks so much as it convinces voters not to move away from Mo Brooks because of the false advertising of Luther Strange and Mitch McConnell.
Congressman,
who knows what motivates all the voters to do all the things they do?
I've got to go to a break. We're just chilling back here. We're going to be right back with Mo Brooks, 2729-228. If you have a question, comment, viewpoint, we'll be right back.
You're listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Tripp Pittman, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate. This Tuesday, you have a real choice. You can vote for a businessman like me who has balanced budgets and fought big government. Or you can vote for a career politician or Washington insider who will maintain the status quo. You have a real choice. A choice between a conservative reformer and politicians who do nothing but grandstand. This Tuesday, August 15th, let's send a message, Alabama. Vote for me, Republican Tripp Pittman. I'm Tripp Pittman, and I approve this message.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Restaurants come and go, but great restaurants stay around for years. Visit Sinclair's and see why.
I like Sinclair's because there's a great atmosphere and they have some of the most awesome food that you can have.
Sinclair's has the freshest dishes.
I feel great about fresh food here at Sinclair's. It's not frozen.
He sources out all the local produce and local meats from local stores here, so everything's fresh.
There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
Sinclair's has everything. You can get the mama spaghetti pie, or if you're feeling a salad, you can get something fresh. They have tons of salad choices. You can get steak. You can get a different type of seafood. They have everything. Even the meat and three options during lunch are great.
Have you tried Sinclair's wings?
Oh, the wings are excellent. The hot wings are very good.
Sinclair's has desserts. Homemade. The perfect finish to a great meal.
They have pies, ice cream for the kids. All dessert at the end of the meal are fantastic.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining for decades. Vaughn Road at Taylor.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
Let's go back to the congressman. Congressman Brooks, I apologize, and we just slammed up with commercials, as you can imagine.
That's a good thing. That's profit. Hey, can I get into some math for a moment?
Absolutely.
This is a really big deal. I hope your audience will pay attention to this one. We have two tiers of candidates, Roy Moore, Luther Strange, and Mo Brooks at the top. Then you have six other candidates that are at the bottom in the lower tier. Folks, if you vote for anyone but Roy Moore or Mo Brooks, then you're voting to help elect Luther Strange. I know that there are a lot of good people in that second tier of those six, but any vote cast amongst those six is a wasted vote because it does not affect the outcome of the primary. So if you want to vote for one of those six, that's fine. Just understand that by doing so, you're helping to elect Luther Strange. If, on the other hand, you want there to be a runoff between two principled conservatives, Roy Moore and Mo Brooks, this is the chance to knock out Luther Strange and to stop the carpet bombing, the scorched earth tactics of Luther Strange, dead in their tracks in the Republican primary. And if you don't do that, if you don't vote for Roy Moore or Mo Brooks, if you vote for one of those lower six-tier candidates or Luther Strange, then that carpet bombing, that scorched earth approach is going to continue, and that is going to help the Democrats win in December by forcing us to nominate a very badly wounded candidate, akin to what happened with the Democrats in 1986 when we Republicans won our first governor's race in over 100 years. So we cannot let this scorched earth carpet bombing approach of Luther Strange continue. I know you may like those six candidates that are in the second tier. A good number of people like them. But gosh, we've got to come together. And the only two that have a chance of beating Luther Strange out in the primary, Mo Brooks, Roy Moore.
And I can, for my own...
That's just the math. That's the math.
For my own personal audience, we ran a poll and we did matchups of you against Luther, Roy against Luther, Roy against you. And in all cases, and then I've seen one other poll that confirmed this, in all cases, you or Roy Moore beat Luther Strange in a runoff.
But that's before you have another $5 to $10 million in attack ads besmirching our reputations where neither of us have the opportunity to respond. And I'll give you an idea of the impact of Luther Strange's negativism. My favorable unfavorables, if you look at them before the carpet bombing began by Luther Strange, my unfavorables were in single digits, 5, 6, 7%, okay? What Luther Strange has done by falsely attacking my character, by acting like I support the Islamic State, by acting like I oppose the United States military, by acting like I'm a left-wing liberal who votes with Nancy Pelosi all the time. There are a lot of lower-educated voters who don't think through all this stuff and are less able to discern the truth from the untruth, who are deceived by Luther Strange's ads. My unfavorables have jumped up to over 30%. Okay? Same thing will happen to Roy Moore if you have a Roy Moore-Luther Strange runoff. If Roy Moore gets pounded, and he will, by Luther Strange in a runoff with $5 to $10 million worth of attack ads, and Roy Moore has inadequate funding with which to respond, and history suggests he will have inadequate funding, just like I would, against that kind of onslaught by Mitch McConnell and the swamp of Washington, D.C. That's Luther Strange's only way to be our nominee, at which point we may lose the general election because no one likes the kinds of tactics that Luther Strange has engaged in that has caused this campaign to get into the gutter like it has. You don't see any of the other candidates attacking each other. It's been Luther Strange attacking Mo Brooks. It's been Luther Strange attacking Roy Moore, doing so in a very deceitful way, knowing full well that we don't have the ability to respond, that he can get away with it, so he continues it. We need to terminate that now in the Republican primary where Luther Strange does not make the runoff, and that's where all those people who may be considering voting for one of the other six candidates, they need to coalesce around Mo Brooks and Roy Moore, because as good as those other six candidates are, they're all way down in single digits. They have no chance at this point of being the Republican nominee. And they're good people, but by golly, we need their votes, or else you're looking at another 6 weeks of Luther Strange with his scorched earth carpet bombing approach to politics.
Let me go to the audience and go to the phone and go to JD. JD, you have a question and or a comment for Mo Brooks?
Yes, actually for both of you guys. The reason it seems that Strange is able to do all this is because he has a lot more financial backing. Am I correct on that assumption?
Oh, absolutely. What we call the swamp in Washington, D.C., the K Street lobbyists, the special interest groups, they want someone malleable. They do not want a principled conservative. Luther Strange is their candidate, and they're backing him full bore.
Well, here's my statement and question. In the NFL, they put a salary cap on to try to level the playing field. Why did they not put a spending cap on people running? That would put every candidate on a level playing field, based it on a curve.
I'll explain why real quickly, because it violates the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, freedom of speech. You cannot restrict somebody's ability to spend money. That's that's a form of free speech, and that's the Citizens United decision of the Supreme Court just a few years ago.
Okay, that's all I was curious of. I just figured that would bring a little bit more of a level playing field, because there are a lot of good quality candidates that are on a lower tier. They just don't have the finances, and it just seems more like a beauty contest at the point to where your average person is not going to get the radio and TV ad. And a lot of these, citizens out there working every day, when they go to the booth, they don't know tit for tat about half the other candidates. All they know is that one name that they hear repetitively, and they say, well, this must be a popular guy, and check that box. So it's it turns into a beauty contest at that point of who spent the most money. And that's just,
well, your argument has a lot of merit, but unfortunately, the First Amendment gets in the way of your argument, so it's not something that we can really have much public policy discourse about.
JD, thanks for the telephone call. Ken, hang up for me. Yes, sir.
I'm afraid I'm going to have to run. I'm at a TV station. I hope my staff advise you of this, but Fox News has said that they want me on the air on their national show in just a few minutes. I hope you were advised of that. Were you?
I was not. I thought I had you for the entire hour, but that's okay.
Oh, they didn't tell you. I'm in trouble again.
That's all right. Mo, thanks for calling in today.
How about one more question, and then I'll run.
Okay, let me go to Ken. Ken, you're on home with Mo Brooks.
Hey, Mo.
Hey.
Quick question. I'll make it fast. What happens to the Mo Brooks seats when and if you get elected, given that the Congress itself and the House, you know, it's kind of shaky as it is with upcoming elections? What happens to your seat if you get elected?
We will carry that seat with a conservative in North Alabama. We will keep that seat. I will do everything I can to ensure that not only happens, but that we nominate a conservative of my mold, someone who is a House Freedom Caucus type and has the backbone to do what is required with the challenges we face as a country.
Are there any names?
And it will be an election. It's not appointed at the House level.
Any names in contention for that?
Well, there are lots of them, probably about a dozen people who are supporting me in Tennessee Valley, in part because they want to run for my seat.
If the truth be known.
Dan, if you want me to, I can call you back as soon as I do this interview, but it'll probably be about 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah,
it's your choice.
That would be great if you could do that, because I know the audience would like to talk to you.
All right, as soon as I'm through with the Fox News national interview, I'll be back to you.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Going to go on a break. We're tied up. You can hang on if you want to, or you can call back when the congressman calls back. Either one, we'll be right back.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACB.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot thing in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Thames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
It's time for some football, any way we can get it, at the game, on TV, and even online. If you like watching your favorite team, you need Spectrum TV. Get it today by calling 844-855-2999. Spectrum TV has over 200 channels available in stunning crystal clear HD, including ESPN, so you can see every pass, catch, and touchdown in high definition. Plus, with the Spectrum TV app, you can watch the game in any room or even catch another game at the same time. And with thousands of on-demand options, there's always something to watch when the game's over. Call us at 844-855-2999. Spectrum TV is only $29.99 per month when bundled. And with Spectrum TV, you also get access to the Watch ESPN app, so you can always see the game, even when you're not at home. Spectrum TV with the Spectrum TV app and ESPN. It's the ultimate fantasy team. Call 844-855-2999 and get Spectrum TV now. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It's time to play Expert or Imposter. I'm your host, Will Fix. Here are today's contestants, Jared with Tire City.
Hello.
Cletus with Flats R Us.
Hey, y'all.
And Joe Bob with Ain't Nothing But a Thing Auto.
Howdy.
Here's your first question. If a vehicle is running rough, does it need a tune-up? Jared.
Not necessarily. It could be something as simple as a $3 fuse or a $5 vacuum line.
Correct. If a vehicle is shaking, does it need an alignment? Jared.
No, an alignment will never fix your vibration.
Correct again, Jared. Next question. If the brakes are squeaking, does it need brake pads? Joe Bob.
You might got a mouse in your engine.
Cletus.
Can I ask Jared?
Jared.
Not all the time. We need to check your vehicle out before you make any assumptions.
And our expert or imposter champion for the 756th day in a row is Jared with Tire City. Ask Jared for expert advice about the maintenance of your vehicle. Tire City and Automotive Service. For the location nearest you, visit TireCityAL.com.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell continues to feel the president's wrath for saying he had excessive expectations for Obamacare's repeal.
Days from now, the president has to decide whether or not the White House will keep making payments to insurance companies to keep them on the Obamacare exchanges. House Republicans sued the White House 2 years ago because they think these payments are unconstitutional.
Fox's Peter Ducey. A Dallas Cowboys star sidelined by the NFL after domestic violence allegations.
Running back Ezekiel Elliott suspended for the first six games of the upcoming NFL season for violating the league's personal conduct policy.
Fox's Jared Max. And we're learning that HBO emailed hackers offering them $250,000 as a bounty payment for stolen scripts, a company source reportedly saying it was just a delaying tactic. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Capital City Ace Hardware. When it comes to hardware for your home, Ace is the place. 3215 Taylor Road, next to Applebee's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Flash flood watch continues in effect again today through tonight. Mostly cloudy. I think there'll be some partial sunshine later, enough to get us up to about 90 for a high. Scattered showers and thunderstorms become much more numerous by this afternoon and this evening, and a few showers continue overnight, low 75. Tomorrow and Sunday, highs around 90. Partly sunny, a generous supply of afternoon and evening storms, about 50% coverage both days. Download our weather app. It'll keep you on top of the weather with push notifications for watches and warnings like we had yesterday. Today, and future radar and radar plus hourly forecast. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back.
back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is kind of fun. We're watching Fox in the studio. They just promoed that Mo Brooks is going to be on. We beat you to it. And Robert just dropped off. Let's, go back into something else that we were talking about a little bit earlier, and that's the Guam situation. Then we also kind of pop up on Mitchie McConnell and healthcare. Okay, so Guam is in the crosshairs of North Korea threat. Let's listen to this story.
Here in Guam, the streets, even the beaches can be busy at this hour, many taking those ominous threats from North Korea in stride. Many of the locals saying there is nothing they can do but sit and wait.
Ballistic missiles, said to be aimed some 20 miles off the sun-kissed beaches of Guam, could be coming within a week, according to the latest threats from North Korea's military. Today, after another day of fiery rhetoric,
maybe it wasn't tough enough.
It's business as usual on an island dependent on tourists.
I'm not really too worried about it. I'm pretty confident that the U.S. will protect us.
But 20 miles offshore, where those missiles could fall, tour boat owners worry even a threat hurts business. They're grateful the military is close by.
Nearly 7,000 U.S. service members are stationed here. The Air Force, Navy, and Coast Guard all have facilities on an island only 30 miles long. The stronghold is known as the Tip of the Spear, the most western military base on U.S. soil. Also protecting the island, THAAD, a sophisticated incoming missile defense system that in testing has a 100% success rate.
Our motto is ready to fight. The wing mission right now is to provide President Trump with any options to provide air power and across all the spectrums of the battlefield.
Now, that was an answer to Becky's question. They seem, from watching that piece of film and listening to the news report, everything's kind of going on as normal.
Right.
And I would think that, particularly having a military presence, everybody's kind of already programmed in the fact that this could possibly be a target. At one time, Gunner Air Force Base was a target here because of our early warning system that was based at Gunner a long, long, long time ago. I forgot what they called that. I'm going to think of that in a second. But it sounds like things are kind of going normal in Guam. Becky brought up a very good point of what happens if we do start seeing evacuations, because that means that something bigger is happening out there. So let's listen to the second part of this story.
This morning, it's not just Guam under threat.
I'm Bill Neely in Seoul, where people are relieved. The U.S. won't act against North Korea without consulting them, but they're debating whether they shouldn't have their own nuclear weapons. There's no panic here, but they're desperate for all the tough talk to stop.
Back in Guam, there are new concerns for many who live in this U.S. territory.
I don't know what's going to happen, and I'm scared.
There is no new warning system in place. For now, Guam relying on 15 sirens like these, alerting those in low-lying areas like beaches they must quickly find safer ground. But if North Korea launched four ballistic missiles, a threat they are examining, they could hit Guam in just 14 minutes. Still, the governor says no need to panic.
Do you sleep well at night?
I sleep very well at night.
This morning, a plea to stay calm for a small island in the crosshairs of a serious global threat.
With tourists hitting restaurants and bars, some hotels, including our own, are testing internal paging systems inside guest rooms. They are looking for a way to notify the public in the event of an incoming threat.
What did they think the governor was going to say? Well, I sleep like a baby. I wake up several times a night crying.
I have an overactive bladder. So.
Let's go to David. David, welcome aboard.
Where's that freighter of Roland I ordered?
Oh, did you notice that they said the people on the beaches to seek shelter and basically higher ground. That's back to what I had mentioned yesterday, somebody hit blowing up something, creating a tsunami.
Yeah. You know, and the thing is that, you know, they've had basically a nuclear capability for years. It was just a matter of miniaturizing a warhead, you know, and being able to deliver it on an ICBM. But now, you know, their two factors which are uncertain are reentry and accuracy. And, you know, that's the big thing. And if they, I was thinking about this earlier, if they were to lob an ICBM with a warhead on it over the U.S., the chances of it actually hitting a populated area would be probably pretty small. But if that thing was to re-enter and detonate and basically, you know, knock out our electrical grid, that would be bad.
That would be very bad. Not to mention, again, you don't have to hit the island. You have to hit the water near the island,
right,
and create a tsunami or a tidal wave, and then you are going to have a problem.
Yeah, exactly. I was talking with my son last week, who was stationed in Korea. And I asked him, I said, what's the population like there? How are they taking this? He says they don't even pay attention to him. He says they just kind of take it in stride. They've been listening to this rattle-rousing for so many decades that they're just kind of immune to it.
Yep. So now where is he? Is he south of Seoul or is he up by the DMZ?
Yeah, he's at the southern base.
Okay.
So, you know, I asked him, I said, what's the mood like there? He says, same way, we're relaxed, but he says, we're ready. He says, if we get the call, you know, we're ready to go in about 30 minutes. So, you know, that's just the way it is.
Yeah, and that's what the piece I played earlier. I mean, these guys are just, they're there and they're ready, and this is what they do. This is what they've been trained for and planning for, so they're just doing their job.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's, their job is no different than anyone else's job. It's just a little more at stake when they have to do their job, you know, than there is for all of us. So, but, you know, let's just keep them all in our prayers.
There you go, David. I want you to have a great day. Ron, welcome aboard the Damar Show.
Yes. I'm Ron. I had, you know, mouth cancer surgery at UAB Hospital. Somehow I stayed there 31 days and everything, and by grace of God, they replaced my tongue with my pick most and all. But, you know, I was on this Obama insurance. And I'm going to tell y'all something. I done retired, and I come out of there owing so much money. On the Obama stuff, it was unreal. People just don't know what you go through out through here with this stuff, trying to get financial help and things. And all these senators and congressmen and everybody tell you all this stuff, I don't believe none of them. I just don't believe them because they're not going to repeal it. You know, that's the way I got to figure.
Ron, thanks.
What do you think?
Thank you. Well, I'm not sure. From listening to Congressman Brooks, it doesn't sound like it's very likely right now. Ron, thanks for the telephone call. I've got to go to a break. The MR Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Listen to Mo Brooks the other day bragging about attacking President Trump.
I have never taken back any of the words or comments I made. Let's be real clear about that.
Brooks keeps attacking our president.
I don't think you can trust Donald Trump with anything he says. He has alienated so many people in Republican Party ranks through his callous insults.
Just before the election, Brooks refused to say he'd vote for Trump.
That means you're going to vote for Donald Trump.
I didn't say that.
Mo Brooks, a never-Trump career politician. President Trump tweeted his endorsement of conservative Luther Strange. The president says, Luther Strange has done a great job representing the people of the great state of Alabama. He has my complete and total endorsement.
I'm Luther Strange. Others attack our president. I'm fighting with him to drain the swamp, stopping illegal immigration with Jeff Sessions. I'm endorsed by the NRA and conservatives all across Alabama. I'll always follow my faith and fight for our conservative Alabama values. I respectfully ask you for your vote. I'm Luther Strange, candidate for U.S. Senate. I approve this message.
Paid for by Strange for Senate.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives. So now they're running ads, lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore. And so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote on Tuesday, August 15th for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider. Paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The Dan Morris Show.
.279-228, that's where we are. Mo Brooks is about to be back with us here. So if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for him, this is your chance to get it in. Let's go back to the congressman. Congressman, welcome back to the Dan Morris Show.
Well, thank you. And Dan, I appreciate your letting me leave for a moment to do Fox News. I apologize for the break and that my communication system is not good enough to let you know in advance.
No. That's no problem at all. Our friendship is way beyond that. And you did good on Fox News. It was fun for us. We had that on in the studio, so we were watching you as they promoed you, and then got to watch you when you were doing the interview. But that's very good for you to get that type of exposure. It seems that Fox is kind of concentrated on you and Luther Strange. I know you have been going to Fox for a lot of years, and I remember watching you on Fox years and years ago. Luther Strange, on the other hand, I haven't seen him much on Fox until recently.
Well, the Senate Leadership Fund and others have been trying to promote him, and they've been using Fox as a vehicle, and I understand that. That's a part of how power politics works in Washington and elsewhere, and kudos for him for going on for this limited period of time during the campaign.
Going back to the campaign, when you're down in Mobile versus Huntsville, or the middle part of the state, Montgomery and Birmingham, is there a common theme that is happening out there, or does each region of Alabama have its kind of own issues?
Both. Certainly there are the overarching issues, such as my spotless ethics record versus Luther Strange's having engaged in highly inappropriate and highly unethical conduct when he's holding over the head of the governor a criminal investigation while at the same time seeking a personal gain of the Senate seat. That's constant everywhere. Another constant everywhere is the 60% rule that is helping people understand why a Republican House, Republican Senate, and Republican White House still fail to pass legislation that we promised to pass. We can't unless we get rid of that 60% rule, and the real crazy thing about it is we can change that rule with a majority vote that we have. And so that is a common theme and a message that I think really helps voters understand and also helps shift votes to the candidates who want to get rid of that 60% rule so that we can address the damage that's been done by Democrat policies over the years. Another theme across the board is who really is the conservative Republican that will stand for our ideals in Washington, D.C. You've got who's going to support the president's agenda in Washington, D.C., which has been my agenda for years, even before I was in the United States Congress. So I'm very comfortable in support of the policies that President Trump says that he is for. Then when you get beyond that, localized Interstate 10 is a big issue in Mobile to get more transportation across Mobile Bay and the Mobile River. You've got littoral combat ship. That's a big issue down here. That employs about 4,000 people at Austell, which is where I'm headed shortly. And Luther Strange voted to cut the number of ships produced at the Austell facility from 3, which is where I am with Congressman Bradley Byrne, who's from the Mobile Bay area, and also what the Navy says they need, to 1. That makes no sense to cut it from 3 to 1, and also at the same time as you're weakening the Navy, to also be cutting thousands of jobs, important jobs, good-paying jobs in the Mobile Bay area. They've also got the red snapper issue down here in Mobile. In Montgomery, Wiregrass, particularly in the Wiregrass, the issues tend to be a little bit more agricultural, but also military in the Fort Rucker area. Montgomery, you've got transportation issues on the one hand. You've got a keen focus on state government and the role of state government vis-a-vis the federal government and the 10th Amendment and states' rights. You've also got military issues because we do have Gunther and Maxwell Air Force Base. As you go further north, you've got the Anniston Army Depot. That's big in east central Alabama, a big employer. Jefferson County tends to focus more on financial issues and transportation. So each part of the state has a set of issues that are supplemental to the overall issues that affect America as a whole.
272-9228, if you have a question, comment, or viewpoint for Congressman Brooks. Let me ask you something, Mo. We're about to get to the top of the hour break. Are you able to hang on through that break, or are you time limited here?
I believe I can hang on through the break, but I'm about to go visit the littoral combat ships that are constructed at the Austell plant. I don't think I have to be there until 2:30. Is that right, guys? I have to hang up no later than 2:30.
Okay.
Find him through the break.
That is great. What we'll do is we're going to take you through the break, and then we'll pick you back up on the other side. Like I said, we're kind of loaded with ads here.
That's a good thing. Make some money.
There you go. This hour has been brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Prattville location. Go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener and how much you appreciate them being a part of this show. As Dick Brubaker says, you can go to every place in central Alabama as long as that Brubaker Motors is on your brand new car buying list. Tell them thank you. Look at their lineup. Dick has said many times, their Infinity product, they are like giving it away. Go by and see what they have. I tell you, by the end of the month, you may be able to get the deal of a lifetime. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1.